Hi, Kate.
Hey, Doug.
Let's start with some background on the case. A female student accused the three men of assaulting her. What does she say happened on that night back in January?
So this is a young female MSU student. She was at a party with these three then football players. And according to her and what the police say is that she was pulled into the bathroom by Josh King, a guy who she knew a little bit, that he wanted to have sex. She told him no, she didn't want to have sex. He then assaulted her and that he then allegedly pulled two of his fellow football players into the bathroom, Donnie Corley and Demetric Vance, and forced her to perform oral sex on them. And when police interviewed these three guys, they told the police, yes, we did have sexual contact with this female MSU student, but that it was consensual. Police also found a video on Josh King's cell phone that showed him and the MSU female student having sex. They asked the female student about it. She said she did not give her consent to the sex or the filming.
Demetric Vance and Donnie Corley are facing up to 15 years in prison for third-degree sexual assault charges. Josh King could get a life sentence for a first-degree charge against him. He's also facing some other charges. What is the purpose of today's hearing and what's likely to happen?
So this preliminary exam is when the prosecution says, hey, judge, here's all of our evidence. We want to move forward with prosecuting these guys. And the judge has to determine whether he thinks there's enough here. Sometimes this step is waived if the defense and the prosecutors get together and say, you know, we don't need this. But if we do go ahead and have a hearing today, you will probably see witnesses put up on the stand. You may even see the young woman who's accusing these men go on the stand. It could be a very intense day.
After prosecutors in Ingham County reviewed the investigation by Michigan State University police, they brought charges in June. How did MSU handle the case after the players were arrested?
They took a somewhat unusual step for this athletic department of having the athletic director and Mark D'Antonio, the head football coach at MSU, address this issue specifically with the media. And one of the reporters in the room said, look, you're a parent. If you could talk to somebody thinking about sending their daughter to MSU, what would you tell them?
This is a safe place. Michigan State, the athletic department, and the football department are all recentering ourselves and making sure that these things do not happen.
And MSU had also hired a law firm during this time to look at how the football team handled these allegations when they came up. And they cleared the football team. They cleared Mark D'Antonio. But they did say there was one staff member who essentially did a little bit of his own investigating or had conversations with some of the players that he should have reported to the police and did not.
Kate, the Michigan State Athletics Department has been dealing with multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Former professor and university sports doctor Larry Nassar is accused of molesting dozens of women and girls. Another football player, Austin Robertson, is facing sexual assault charges in another case. Is the university taking any comprehensive actions to assess the culture in the athletic department?
MSU would tell you, yes, it's taking this very seriously at the highest levels. It is evaluating its athletic department. It's having this big top-to-bottom review of its Title IX process. But I will tell you that I still hear a lot of frustration from some alums and even from some of the alleged victims of Larry Nassar saying, we hear that, but we also hear MSU, some people at the top, making comments that seem to undercut that. Like when President Simon said, you know, sexual predators are almost impossible to stop. To some people, it feels frustrating.
Kate, thank you.
Thanks, Doug.